Right, so earlier today, Laura fulfilled one of my lifetime ambitions before I have. Coxie, Sarah Cox, was on Richard and Judy today to talk about her new show, which is her doing a bit of
Only Fools on Horses, this learning to jump thing.
Show jump.
Learning to ride, yeah.
Yeah, and that's for Sport Relief as well. So Coxie's doing her bit. But when they heard that David Walliams had successfully completed his swim across the channel, who was the person they would cross to first of all, as soon as it happened? Was it David? No, it was Laura. Listen to this.
Radio 1's actually been with him.
Yeah, it's Laura from Scott's
Laura.
Show has been on.
I think she's on. Laura, are you on the line from the boat?
Laura?
I am. Hello, Richard. Hello, Judy.
Hello,
hello,
Laura.
Foxy.
Hello, love.
Oh, listen. He landed at 4 o'clock and he left at 5:30, so he did it in 10 and a half hours. He must have had a torpedo up his bottom.
He was really, really strong all the way across, and he was in such high spirits all the way across as well. I mean, when he stopped to feed and stuff to keep his energy up, he was cracking jokes left, right and centre with people on the boat. So
this is funny.
He's been brilliant all day.
How are you, though, Laura?
Yeah. More importantly, poor David. Judy's more concerned about
Laura. Have you been, you know, stuffing your face on a boat whilst he's from the channel?
A little bit sunburned, and I really feel like I've gone through this journey with him. I got very emotional.
Oh, whatever. You were on a boat. He was swimming.
Was he able to stand up by himself when he climbed out the other side? And Kelly?
It was amazing, because the rules are that he's got to touch the rock at the other side for 3 seconds in order for the channel crossing to be sort of deemed credible.
Yeah.
And he stood right on top of the rock and lifted his arms aloft and sort of shouted, yeah. So it was amazing.
Well, I know he's recovering on another boat, but when he gets to the other side and you see him, will you give him our personal best? Because 10 and a half hours is something else. I mean, the fastest time was 7.5 hours. Most people take, you know, 16, 17, 18, 20 to do it. He must have trained really hard for this.
He has been training for the last year for this. And, I mean, we've got to a stage past 8 hours where he hadn't swum for any more length of time than that.
Yeah.
So it was all a bit iffy. It was unknown territory, but he just did so well. But I'll make sure that I pass on your acknowledgement to him.
I'll make sure I pass that on.
Yeah.
Judy, I will pass that on to David when I see him. Can you imagine that? David, well done. Rich and Judy, so really well done. There's a proper Richard Mayley quote there at the beginning as well.
Sounds like he's had a torpedo up his bottom.
Radio 1. Entertainment and music news.
Good one, Rich. I need to speak to Rich and Judy.
Do you?
Yeah.
You're sounding a little bit desperate, if you don't mind me saying so.
Alright, your call's next. 81199, you want to be on?
Please invite me on. Please invite me on, Richard and Judy.
81199, you want to be on your call? Here's George's 6.